Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Sunday, July 5th, 2026. Coming off the 4th of July weekend, the community was active across a few strong topic areas today. We've got communications and privacy technology, food preservation and pantry strategy, and some solid off-grid homesteading content, plus a few rising voices worth knowing. Let's get into it. Starting with communications and technology, and this one is genuinely interesting for the preparedness community. Ham Radio 2.0 brought on guest Jason, KM4AC, for a conversation about GrapheneOS, the privacy-focused mobile operating system, and specifically how it functions as both a privacy device and an off-grid communications platform. They walk through what apps are available on GrapheneOS, and how those tools tie into ham radio use. If you've ever thought about hardening your communication setup and reducing your digital exposure at the same time, this is a direct intersection of both concerns. Ham Radio 2.0 and KM4AC together on that topic is a combination worth your time. Shifting over to food and pantry preparedness, Homesteading Family published two pieces of content today that work together. The main video is centered on how to preserve a year's worth of food without burning yourself out in the process. After more than 20 years of homesteading, the host shares a framework that moves away from trying to replicate the grocery store in your pantry, which she identifies as one of the fastest paths to exhaustion, and toward a more deliberate, selective approach to preservation. That ties directly into the companion short she also posted today, which makes the same point concisely. Do less, preserve more. The strategy is about choosing carefully what you preserve and what you simply don't. For anyone who's felt overwhelmed by the pressure to put up everything from the garden, this is a grounding perspective grounded in real experience. Also in food preparedness, Alaska Granny covered canned menudo, specifically Juanita's brand, with tips on mix-ins and cooking techniques to improve the flavor. Canned menudo is a pantry staple that doesn't always get attention in preparedness circles, and knowing how to make shelf-stable proteins taste significantly better is a practical skill. She addresses what's in the can, how to season it, and how to cool down the heat if you've got the spicy variety. It's the kind of practical pantry skill that doesn't get enough coverage. Now let's talk about skills and knowledge. Because Dave Canterbury put out something that fits squarely in the food procurement and primitive skills space. He took the classic Zebco 202, one of the most iconic and accessible fishing reels ever made, out for a pan fishing session and shared practical tips that still hold up today. The focus is on technique and simplicity. Whether you're teaching someone new to fishing, keeping your kit minimal, or just want a reliable, low-cost fishing option in your preparedness toolkit, this is a direct and useful video. The Zebco 202 has been catching fish for decades, and Canterbury makes the case for why that matters. Also in the skills category, Simple Living Alaska documented their summer salmon harvest and a first attempt at setting shrimp pots from an inflatable raft, starting in Resurrection Bay and moving into Prince William Sound for waterfront camping. They note they learned a lot and came home with a modest catch. Wild food harvesting from water, fishing, shrimping, crabbing is a legitimate and underrated survival skill, and seeing it documented from real practitioners in a demanding environment like Alaska is useful content for the community. On the everyday carry and gear front, Accessorize Me posted two short-form pieces. One covers headphones, specifically the Shox OpenRun Pro 2 and the Aiko Active Buds A2, as an EDC audio consideration. The other is a comparison of three Civivi folding knives, the Praxis, Baby Banner, and Mini Praxis. Knife selection is a core EDC topic, and Civivi has become a popular option across the community for its price-to-quality ratio. The channel is offering 15% off using code EM15 if any of those are on your list. Moving into the homesteading and off-grid living space, and there was a lot of holiday content mixed in here, so I'll focus on what's directly relevant. Wild Homestead posted episode 110 of their ongoing log cabin build series on their off-grid homestead, covering the master bedroom and bathroom, including a bear encounter during the build. If you follow long-form off-grid building projects, this is an ongoing series worth tracking. This off-grid life hit a significant build milestone as well, installing windows and running electrical on their off-grid cabin addition. Two steps that directly affect the weatherproofing and functionality of any off-grid structure. Off-Grid Challenge, over on the 4th of July, did a working video rather than a celebration one, covering hornet nest elimination, garden watering, weed management, and flatbread cooking off-grid with a full recipe. Practical, grounded, and exactly the kind of day-in-the-life content that shows what sustained off-grid living actually looks like. Now, a couple of channels in the data today were focused on current events, geopolitical scenarios, and conflict coverage. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. A quick note on a video from Pinball Preparedness today. The content centered on a political message tied to Independence Day rather than preparedness topics. So we'll leave that one where it is. Let's get to some rising voices in the community. World Survivalist is hosting a live panel discussion tonight on a topic the community debates constantly, gray man versus ready man, specifically in the context of civil unrest. The conversation is framed as a live session with Euron from Shadow Scout Swede. It's a genuine preparedness strategy debate, not a gear review or a news reaction, and that kind of conceptual discussion is valuable. If you can catch it live, worth tuning in. Future Proof Survival posted a video walking through 17 items from the Red Cross's updated emergency list, framed around what preppers are prioritizing right now. The Red Cross list is a real published resource, and using it as a framework for a gear and supply discussion is a solid practical angle. The channel links to their own website for discounted gear alongside the content, so keep that context in mind, but the core list discussion is useful. Hold Fast Alaska shared a 4th of July video from the Copper River Basin that's genuinely relevant to food procurement skills. They've got the salmon running, a fish wheel turning, and the first wild harvest of the season underway. If you want to see what living off the land actually looks like in a real Alaska homestead context, this is the real thing. Modern Homestead Alaska documented opening their completely off-grid cabin in Willow, Alaska, after a long winter, working through the process of getting it functional again. For anyone thinking through seasonal off-grid property management, this is a practical look at what that process involves. Now for community discussion. The Reddit data is quiet today, which makes sense for a holiday weekend. No active threads to flag. No podcast episodes in the feed today either. Community conversations tend to pick back up on weekdays, so we'll have more from that side of the house tomorrow. Before we close, a quick mention on a deal worth knowing about. Midland is running a sale right now, up to 10% off across their lineup at MidlandUSA.com. Midland covers two-way radios, weather alert radios, and communications gear that's core to a lot of prepper setups. If you've been looking to add a weather radio or upgrade your GMRS kit, check MidlandUSA.com before that sale wraps up. Today's content leaned heavily toward food preservation strategy and off-grid living, which, coming off a holiday weekend in summer harvest season, makes a lot of sense. That's where the community's energy was, and there was genuinely useful material across both areas. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Stay ready, stay grounded, and I'll see you tomorrow.